This is Pentecost Sunday, and it's commonly known as the birthday of the church. But you know, we don't always celebrate the Holy Spirit just on Pentecost Sunday, because the Holy Spirit is always active. It's because we can have church, it's because of the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 2 is commonly the scripture that we use for Pentecost Sunday. Think about when the Holy Spirit comes. Sometimes we've all been camping, or especially during hurricane seasons, and we all get flashlights, and we know that that flashlight dispels darkness. And when the darkness is dispelled, but sometimes, with a long period of time, the batteries in that flashlight start to get weak, and it dims. The light is still there, but it's dim. And the only way you can get that light to come back in full is to put new batteries in it. That's what the Holy Spirit does for our lives. It allows us to regenerate our spiritual self daily. Because we all get wound down and we don't have the physical strength sometimes to do things. And sometimes we need the spiritual strength. In Acts chapter 2, I don't want to read the whole chapter 2, but I encourage you to look at chapters 1 and chapter 2 as your own devotion. This book is written by Dr. Luke, and it starts out as the promise of the Holy Spirit in chapter 1, verse 1. And this is what Dr. Luke said. Dear Theopompus, in my first book, I told you everything Jesus began to do and teach until he ascended to heaven after giving his chosen apostles further instructions from the Holy Spirit. And during those 40 days after his crucifixion, he appeared to the disciples from time to time and proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive. And on those occasions, he talked to them about the kingdom of God. And then over in chapter 2, it starts out this way. On the day of Pentecost, 7 weeks after Jesus' resurrection, 50, that's what it means, 50 days after Passover is where they do the minor feast in the Jewish tradition of Pentecost. We do it 50 days after the resurrection of Christ. So on the day of Pentecost, 7 weeks after Jesus' resurrection, the believers were meeting together in one place, and then suddenly a sound from heaven like a roaring and mighty wind stormed into the skies above them, and it filled the house where they were meeting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them the ability. Godly Jews from many nations were living in Jerusalem at the time. And when they heard this sound, they came running to see what it was all about. They were bewildered to hear their own language being spoken by all the believers. They were beside themselves and wondered, how can this be? These people are all from Galilee, yet we hear them speaking in the languages of our land, where we were born. Here we are, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and Mesopotamia and Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and a prophet of Asia, Pamphylia and Egypt and all the areas of Libya, Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabians, and all of these people are speaking in their own language about wonderful things God has done. They stood and amazed and perplexed. What can this mean? They ask each other. But others in the crowd were mocking them. They're just all drunk. May God add his blessing to reading and the hearing of his understanding of his holy and precious word.